Hello, and welcome to another segment of Open House here at Community Media. I'm Raymond Galker, and I have the privilege of bringing people into the studio who are doing great things in the community to make Adams County and this surrounding area a great place to live. And I have the pleasure of having Dave Swope and Frank Kozak with us. And just on a side, Dave's my cousin.
Okay.
But anyhow, you know, we're going to be talking about Trout Unlimited. Frank, what is your position with Trout Unlimited?
I am the president currently.
You're currently the president.
Yes.
Okay. And Dave?
I'm a director.
You're a director.
Past president, past treasurer, past you name it.
Yeah, because if you look at Trout Unlimited, it has gone through some growth.
Yes.
Major growth. And Frank, you've been the president for
4 years now, Dave?
Yes.
Something like that?
Mm-hmm. Well, it goes fast, doesn't
it? It does go fast.
And prior to that, 4 years ago, did you acquire, we're going to be talking about some amazing things that this group has been able to do. They acquired 58 acres. To conserve the waterway and to use it for recreation and fishing. And that was acquired how long ago?
2021.
2021, okay. So Frank, were you around at that point?
I was around for the acquisition, yes.
Okay.
I wasn't around for the early concept of purchasing an easement and then the land.
And that fell on you.
Correct.
And the rest of the group. When did you first get involved with Trout Unlimited?
I got involved with Trout Unlimited in 1996 through providing more habitat for the fish. Trout Unlimited was very much involved. Adams County Trout Unlimited was founded in 1977. And in 1982, we joined our first partnership with Northern Virginia Chapter. It's another Trout Unlimited chapter, not sharing the same border. You know, they're in Virginia and we're in Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. And they didn't have a place to fish or restore a stream, so they joined forces with Adams County. And we've been working together now for 48 years.
So are you an original member?
No, I'm not an original member.
Okay. Yeah, but you were very active from the time you got involved to current. You played a lot of roles. And we'll talk about some of the high points that help with the growth. But first of all, Frank, can you tell us what is Trout Unlimited?
Well, Trout Unlimited is a national organization started in 1959 by a group of anglers in Michigan who felt a need to help preserve and restore some waterways in Michigan, for example, that they were fishing at. Since then, it's grown to be about 300,000 members, 400 chapters in the country, actually 350 employees, and some would say, and I would concur, that they are the preeminent conservation group in the country relative to restoring and preserving our natural resources, waterways and streams.
So, I think about fishing as a young man, and I think about the Boy Scouts, mm-hmm. you know, and the Cub Scouts and things like that. And did your fathers take you fishing? Was this fishing in your life? Was this something that you grew up doing or no?
I tend to say that I grew up with a fishing rod in one hand and a shotgun in the other.
There you go.
Fishing and hunting, that's what we did as a family. Mm-hmm. Had beagles, had a large family, everybody had beagles and hunting dogs. Went fishing, learned about fishing from my grandfather, and love it. My wife tells me that I've gone from being passionate about trout fishing to being obsessed.
There you go.
That's kind of where I'm at personally.
What's your background with fishing and hunting?
The family grew up. The traditional opening day was started at 5 a.m. in the morning. Friday night before each traditional day, The family would meet in the basement and get their equipment ready for opening day. And I have two brothers, and Dad was really involved back in the day. So that got me hooked.
So it was a family affair. And you had friends that were into it as much as you all were, right?
Yeah, probably not as fanatical as I was and some of my relatives, but yeah.
So, Dave Swope and Frank Kozak are unique individuals. We've had the pleasure to work with you all. We're producing some of a video on the, is it called the Ziegler?
Mill Access,
which was one of the dreams come true for your organization. But before we get there, I want to talk about, you guys are about more than fishing, as you said, and you're about conservation. And when you look at conservation of streams and habitat, you're one of the largest organizations that support and actually get your hands dirty doing that, are you not?
Yes, that's one of our two focus areas, the conservation and the youth programs.
Okay, so conservation, who do you work with in the area, and what does that look like as far as conservation of Adams County's waterways?
Well, if you think about the Ziegler Mill Road site, the list is, I wouldn't say endless, but it was hundreds that contributed to make that endeavor a reality. I would say from day to day over time, we're working with Pennsylvania Fish and Boat Commission. We're working with Adams County Conservation District. There's an individual there, Ricky Whitmore, who is key to what we do. And as an aside, he was one of the students we sent to conservation camp many years ago. And now he is with the Conservation District and been a really a boon for us to be working with.
So youth is a major focus of yours. Mm-hmm. What services do you provide for our youth?
Well, the Lattimore Fishing Derby, that's an annual event where we reach about 200 youth. And Yellow Breeches Anglers delivers the trout, and the event coming up is May 9th at the Lattimore Valley Fairgrounds. It starts at 8 o'clock. The fish usually arrive around 7:30, and the youth can stock the fish and then fish for the fish. And we have a great event. We have prizes. They usually pick a nice fishing rod out. Each group that wins a prize gets usually a fishing rod. Then we have lunch after they catch the fish. We have a lunch for them, a little picnic lunch. And it's just a great event to reach the kids. We also have trout in the classroom. That started in 2009. And the first school that entered into that program was Gettysburg High School. Since then, and before COVID, we had the largest amount of schools involved in trout in the classroom. That requires an aquarium and a chiller to keep the water cold. The Fish and Boat Commission donates the fish eggs, and the kids actually hatch the eggs out in the classroom. So it's a hands-on operation. And the overall program is trying to get kids right in the classroom hooked on the outdoors. And then we meet with the students at Strawberry Hill, and they release the fish. We also teach fly casting, fly tying, aquatic life. So they go through a nice event to release the fish that they grow they get the fish in December, and they raise them for right before the school's out. And then we meet with them, and they release the fish.
So there's actually in the classroom, there's aquariums and chillers in each classroom, and that's where we come into play, one of the roles. We fund the purchase of those. The eggs get delivered. There's an associated curriculum that the kids follow to raise those fish. And then, as Dave said, in the springtime, they release them. And there's a bucket of little fingerlings, and the kids eat to get a cup and put in the stream. They enjoy that. And again, it's a good way for them to connect a little bit with nature and with conservation. We've been doing that many years. We have one of our members, Lynn Rebert, who is the coordinator for that on our end. And we're also always looking for more classrooms to help that with that program.
I had the opportunity of teaching at Gettysburg High School, so I know what you're talking about. I went into the biology rooms. I like going and bouncing around and talking to the teachers. And I seen the aquariums, I seen the fish, I seen them grow, but most of all, I seen the eyeballs of the kids and the hands being focused on that project. A great experience, not only for them to get use of the outdoors, which is a great opportunity for our youth to have through your program, being outside and doing something and understanding how nature works, but also that part of understanding how nature and biology works. You're providing great opportunities for our youth.
Another program, South Central Outdoors for Youth, that was founded in 1991 at McCherrystown Fish and Game. And annually, the kids sign up to come to that. That's usually the first Saturday in June. And the kids that sign up in advance register gets a t-shirt and a hat. There's 12 stations, round robin stations, that they can attend. It's the BB guns, 22 shotguns, muzzle loaders, archery, fishing, trapping. The Fish and Boat Commission's there, the Game Commission's there, and the kids do a 20-minute round robin to each station, which really introduces some kids to the outdoors.
So Trout Unlimited there has a fly tying station, so the kids can come in and, with our members, try their hand at tying some flies.
So these are events, but you also have ongoing meetings with the youth based around certain, building up to these events, like you said.
So there's planning and organization, not so much with the kids, but with other, our partners, so to speak, that we work with.
So if someone who is watching us says, hey, I have the passion in my heart to be outdoors, or I have the passion in my heart to preserve the habitat, to make sure the water's clean, to make sure there's recreational opportunities, how could they get in contact with Trout Unlimited to give you money?
Well, we meet,
or volunteer?
We meet the third Wednesday of the month at the Adams County Conservation District on the old Harrisburg Road in Gettysburg. It's 6:30, and everyone's invited to the meeting, and we have speakers that speak on the outdoors, on fishing, on youth programs, so they would be welcome to attend.
Yeah, or contact one of us with our emails that are on our website.
Okay, so they can go to your website.
And, yes.
Yeah, we're very open to anyone that has an interest in outdoor recreation.
Is it Trout Unlimited? Is that your URL?
Adams County,
yes.
Trout
Adams
County. Unlimited.
Mm-hmm. Adams County Trout Unlimited. Why is it important to have things for the youth?
Well, it's important to get the youth involved in the outdoors. Who's going to carry the torch but the youth in the future? You know, as we age, we need the young people to step up. So it's important to, and the Fish and Boat's been trying different programs for years to hook kids in the outdoors into fishing. Game Commission the same way. And what that program means is really touching kids and getting them away from the computers, away from the phones, and getting them out to show the beauty of the outdoors. It's not so much about harvest, but it's the beauty that God has provided, you know, for us as his children to get in the outdoors and enjoy it.
So, you know, several times early in the year, we stock trout in the streams, and one of the joys I see is when young people come out to help us stock, to float stock, you know, not just the older individuals, but the kids coming out. That's special to see.
It, you know, when you think of living in Adams County, there's a lot of beautiful landscape
right.
and areas for someone to have that special feeling with nature. And you're providing an opportunity for this to occur. I mean, if it wouldn't be for you, who would be doing
Where would they turn to?
Right. Mm-hmm. I guess the Scouts.
Scouts
is very important to get involved in. Mm-hmm. 4-H.
Yep. And we've talked to 4-H, mm-hmm. You know, go and talk about fishing. We've had Scouts come out and plant trees with us. Those are just two of the many, many groups that we partner with or work with.
Well, that's one thing that's also, I mean, your organization is very intentional and strategic. And you partner with a lot of other organizations.
It's, as I mentioned earlier, it's not endless list, but it's a long list. Mm-hmm. The Ziegler Mill Road site is a testament to that, where, you know, the land was purchased, but hundreds of people contributed to that. And I think it's a testament to our reputation in the community that some of the work that was done at the site was done at no cost to us. For example, putting in a 10-car parking lot. The engineering was donated, the construction was donated, the materials were donated. It was Shared Design and did the engineering. Conowago Enterprises was outstanding in taking the lead on the construction. Vulcan Materials contributed. And again, I want to hammer it home, no cost to us. I think a lot of that is a testament to this man here and his reputation in the community. And I tell you, when Dave and I met with Conowago Enterprises, the president and one of their engineers, to talk about this, they put a sheet of paper across the table with the cost on the project. And Dave and I both looked at it. We go down and we see cost, say $50,000 for service. And I know in my mind, and I know in Dave's mind, we thought, oh, this is never going to happen. The next line was cost to Trout Unlimited, zero. And you can't imagine how our hearts felt to see that. We were practically speechless. Mm-hmm. But again, it's a testament to the reputation and the partners that we have in the community.
We have great businesses that are willing to partner with something that is well thought out, mm-hmm. and gonna benefit the community. But you know, this is unique, the Ziegler
Mill Road.
You call it Ziegler Mill Road
Access.
Ziegler Mill Road Access. This is unique for an organization to, especially for a Trout Unlimited organization, to have access to 58 acres, is it not?
Correct.
Yes.
You know, so this is amazing that your organization was able to purchase, which you do not own.
Correct.
Okay, and you can get into that, but you were able to purchase 58 acres from
Nouse Foods,
and this has a stream going through it. It has, what's the name of the stream?
Conowago.
Mm-hmm. Going through it, and it's close to Russell Tavern
Road.
And this is an area that people can go and enjoy nature. And it's not only fishing.
Correct.
But it's that whole area. And you work closely with the Conservation District. You work close with several organizations.
Well, South Mountain Partnership was key to early on in the process. As I mentioned, some private organizations donated monies for the parking lot, which is a side point. It's great to go there early in the springtime and you see it full of cars, with anglers. South Mountain Partnership awarded us a grant for $13,200 early in the history of our role on the site, and that was to put in a 900-yard walking trail with teaching stations to plant hundreds of trees to expand the riparian buffer and to try to eliminate acres of invasive multiflora rose on the site. So again, a key partner there, they're great to work with, and we put their monies to good use.
Mm-hmm. I can't get over saying how wonderful your organization is, and I don't want to apologize for that, so I won't. You guys are involved in more than just that area. You participate in stocking of fish and conservation of many different areas in Adams County and probably outside of Adams County. Can you speak on some of those?
In Adams County, there's 8 approved trout streams. And all those streams get stocked with pre-season fish, in-season fish, and we have a fall stocking in the delayed harvest fly fishing only section in the Conewago. We also have a program that we partner with Momentsburg Sportsmen. The day before opening day, we stock all the streams with trophy fish. That's a great program. We're going on 29 years now doing that. Appreciate Momentsburg Sportsmen. They're not a big fishing club, but they're a great recreation club. So of the 8 approved trout streams, we have 2 cooperative nurseries in Adams County. One at the Oratana Pond, ran by the Adams County Fish and Game, and one in Fairfield. That was the first nursery with high school students, and that started in 1975. The Fish and Boat Commission found this nice spring behind the Fairfield High School. They approached McCherrystown Fish and Game, and we put a fish nursery in, and been over 50 years.
And Dave's been the manager of that nursery for many, many years now. And Dave also is the coordinator for stocking all the streams in the county. Every year, again, for many, many years. So he can tell you where all the fish are, all the good spots are. He won't tell us, tell me, but that's a big job, and he does a great job with it.
We stock 43,000 fish annually in Adams County.
Mm-hmm. And along with that, it's more than just the fish.
Correct.
You know, you're preserving and conserving the natural habitat here in Adams, and I want to say outside of Adams too. Mm-hmm. No.
Well, the water starts here in Adams County. There's no water flowing into the county, so the water starts here. When it leaves here, the better the water quality is, the better it is downstream. So we try and do the stream improvements to stop bank erosions, sediment control, and just have better water quality flowing out of the county.
Well, who would be doing that if it wouldn't be for Trout Unlimited?
The Conservation District does a lot, and the Adams County Watershed Alliance does a lot of studies of the streams.
Not so much improvement, but studies of water quality.
Studying the water quality.
Mm-hmm. And there's only so much the Conservation District can do.
Right.
So you guys are actually part of their hands and the feet of that organization.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Other than that, that organization is getting money to do major projects.
Correct.
Where you're doing like maintenance constantly.
Yes.
How many people are part of your organization?
We have right around 200 members in the Adams County chapter.
And growing.
Yeah. If you love Adams County and you love what you put your feet on, you love what you see when you go up in the mountains. I mean, this is a great county. I mean, you can go to one end and it's flat, you go to another end and it's hilly. You probably see more of Adams County that most people don't get a chance to see.
Correct.
You know? Mm-hmm. But if you have a passion for nature, if you have a passion for our land, you should be sharing that with Trout Unlimited for sure. So make sure you get to their website. And it's not about fishing totally.
Right.
Fishing is a way to get our youth and other people into nature. Yep. And it's not about conservation totally. And it's not about recreation totally. I think it's about placing one's heart where there's a lot of value that can't be replaced once it's ruined.
Yeah, and in our members, I use the term a passion for what we do. You know, they're volunteers. You know, they don't have to do what they're doing, but if it's for the kids, it's for the outdoors. We have a core team that is always there. I like I don't like to, but I tend to think that Trout Unlimited is a misnomer. They think fishing. Well, we don't really fish as a group. Yeah, we're anglers, and we go out and fish with our buddies, but we don't go and fish as a group. What we do as a group are youth programs and conservation programs. And that's a key message I'd like to get across is it's not about us. It's not about us going out and fishing so much. It's about those two aspects of what we are about to help us achieve our mission.
Which is?
Well, promote sound and responsible fishing practices in the county, to bring programs to our youth that can educate them on recreation and outdoor activities, and also to help restore and improve the streamways in the county.
And this must cost some money, too, to run your organization. Where do you find your resources?
We depend on largely now on the giving spree in Adams County. That's where we get our funds from. We also, with Dave's leadership, run some donation request programs in the springtime as well. Those are the two main venues for us.
So if there was something that Trout Unlimited was the most proud of, what would you say that is?
I would say the Ziegler's Mill access would be the biggest. We also started expanding parking for anglers in Adams County along the 8 approved trout streams. We partnered with Momentsburg Sportsmen and made better parking because it's a safety factor. The anglers just don't have enough room to park. So along with the agreement from some landowners, we've been doing a little expansion there. And that's something new.
So as opposed to pulling off the road and the shoulder, putting a little 5-car parking spaces. Mm-hmm. It's a safety issue for anglers.
And the amazing thing is that you're able to get the landowners to work with you.
Well, in Adams County, there's only 2 miles that state game lands. All the rest of the approved trout streams, the property is privately owned. So the biggest thing is for the anglers is not to litter, because that's one of the critical things that shuts the property down. Whatever you take in, take out, plus more. So the landowner don't have to go in and clean up.
Right. And by having that parking space there, it opens it up to other visitors that are there to do other things other than.
And if I could respond to your question about, the key thing that we're proud of, and Dave mentioned Ziegler Mill Road and now the parking, I'm going to throw out the number 14,000. The number of kids that have come through programs that we have either run or been involved with. It's a lot of kids. And I that's a testament, again, to our focus on the youth through many programs, more than we've mentioned here.
You're probably doing a lot more than what you mentioned here, I'm sure. But why is it... You already answered the question of why it's important to have our youth interact with nature. Mm-hmm. But I think part of it also is our youth need to be around good role models. Mm-hmm. And they also need to find out what their talents are and their gifts. Mm-hmm. And being part of nature is a gift, mm-hmm. And having a concern that nature is maintained and improved. Because that's what you're leaving. You guys are working very hard to leave our land resources for people coming after you.
Yeah. Yes. And those the youth that we're reaching out to are those people coming after us.
So in your organization, you meet once a month. And you said you met where?
Adams County Conservation District.
Adams County Conservation District, which is in Gettysburg?
Gettysburg.
Okay.
Old Harrisburg Road.
And you have programs for youth. Now, do you encourage the youth to come to those meetings? Or is that mainly organizational
meetings? Anybody can come to the meeting.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. We've had students that we've sponsored in programs. For example, youth conservation camps. And then as part of the sponsorship, they come back and present to us. That's always a joy, and they appreciate it. Mentioned that Ricky Whitmore, who's with the Conservation District, was one of those students we sent to conservation camp many, many years ago. And mm-hmm. now he's, you know, giving back, or that's his career.
That's his career. That's yeah. his passion. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we had all kinds of questions here, and I jumped around.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You have something about the conservation tenet.
Well, we live by three tenets: fishing, conservation, and community. We've touched on all those. Conservation is what we've talked about: stream restoration, sediment reduction, erosion reduction, stocking. It's one of the tenets that we live by.
All right. So is there anything that you want people to know that I didn't ask the question where you could share that?
I guess you want to touch base on some of our accomplishments.
Yeah, I would say, yeah. If you want to do that, we can chip in and do that. For all we do, we've been recognized in multiple areas.
At the state level, we were recognized as the best chapter in the state in 2004, in 2020, and in 2025.
Just this year, yeah.
We also were recognized the best Trout Unlimited chapter in the nation in 2004. And that was out of 544 chapters nationwide at that time. That was a big accomplishment. We got the best conservation project in 1984, in 2009, and in 2023, the best chapter project. We were recognized by the local Gettysburg Chamber of Commerce in 2005 and in 2022. So the local chamber recognized us.
The Environmental Stewardship Award.
Yes. PA Trout, at state level, recognized three members over a longevity of the chapter as the best volunteers in the state, and you know, here in Adams County. So that was quite an accomplishment.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then twice we've won the Governor's Environmental Excellence Award. Mm-hmm. Most recently, I think, in 2023.
Yes.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So, being recognized, which is nice. Mm-hmm.
It builds membership, yeah. being recognized, yeah. because you're getting publicity out of it. But that's...
Yeah. But you're getting publicity.
That's satisfactory, but yeah. that's not what we're about.
No. You want other people.
Yes.
You want to be around people that have the same passion of conserving, preserving Adams County.
Yeah. And to that end, you know, our team is very strong. We have a strong mm-hmm. leadership team, a strong team that contributes, that, you know, we share the same passion, as we use that word here already, and they bring in unique skill sets that complement each other.
Yeah, they bring it in. They bring their time, their talents, and their treasures. But knowing your organization, you guys are passionate, but you're very strategic, and you're very intentional. And I think these accomplishments bear fruit to that. Mm-hmm. So you got two awards for projects. Mm-hmm. What projects were they?
In 1984, Adams County built the largest mud seal to date in 1984.
Mud seal is the stream.
A habitat device in the stream. We recently built another mud seal along the Conewaga Creek together with the Fish and Boat Commission Habitat Division. And there's another partnership that we work together with.
Many partners.
Yes.
You know, if you love nature, you have to be on this website by now. You got to be on that Trout Unlimited. Adams County, Trout Unlimited.
Because I might add, wait till the end of the month, because we're coming out with a new website.
Frank, we're not going to wait. No. They're going to get on that website, and they're going to be with people who enjoy being in nature. Thanks so much for coming on Community Media and sharing what Trout Unlimited does. You're a unique organization. When we look at what makes a great community, it's people who are connected, people who are connected through their passions. And, people take care of our youth. Our youth are very, very important for a great community. And because they need
They need to put down the computers and the
right
laptops and things like that, and
yeah,
get out and enjoy the outdoors.
Enjoy the outdoors. Find their talents. Mm-hmm. Find their connection to nature, you know? Yeah. And you guys are providing that. Frank, it's great to have this partnership with Community Media and Trout Unlimited. Youth is very important to us, and our land preservation mm-hmm. is also. So is there anything you'd like to say, Frank, as we close off here to the people watching?
Well, I appreciate, obviously, you inviting us in and reaching out and partnering with you. I think it's very good for our organization. I'm going to hammer home that same point again. 14,000 youth, and that's to me, a testament to what we're about over the years.
Not much more to be said than that, 14,000.
That's a lot of kids.
A lot of kids. Dave?
Stock and trout. Yep.
He's a stock master.
It's a great experience, isn't it? It's fun. You guys have to experience it. It's fun. Well, I don't know if I told you this, but Dave Swope is my cousin. You know, he's my cousin. Mm-hmm. Frank, you're not...
No, but I mean, it's interesting. You don't usually see two cousins that are as good looking and as smart as you two.
That's right.
That's unique, yeah.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, thanks, Frank.
I appreciate that, Frank.
Yeah.
I do. I appreciate it tremendously. And talking about smart and good looking, that's the people who are watching us now. And thanks for watching us, and thanks for being concerned about our community. Please, find the passion of your heart. You are the missing piece that can help make us a better community. Please get involved, help others, be there for our youth. And until we can talk again and share outstanding individuals and organizations like Trout Unlimited and Frank and Dave, be healthy and be kind. Thanks for watching the show.